What's good, everybody, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Listen Up Podcast. It is your boy Brandon.
This is your boy Sam.
Hey man, I see Sam. I hit a glass already clinking, man, so you already know it's Friday. Sam ready to get this weekend started. Same. I ain't gonna lie to you, I already got this weekend a little bit started, you know. But Sam, man, how you feeling first of all?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Excited to talk about a little football. I dropped the So It Was Next episode this morning. We talked about NBA, a lot of Zion talk, a lot of who we think gonna win the NBA, how the playoffs looking. Some of my favorite TV shows and some other little what's not. Nikki, it's hilarious. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. I'm gonna try to cut it up and splice it up into like 30-minute episodes. So, you know, if you haven't watched it, you just want to watch certain segments, I'm gonna just drop those segments to the YouTube. So anyway, what's going on with you though?
Nothing, man. You know, baby life, work, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Ain't much. Work and baby, man. That's the life. Work, baby, and trying to figure out when you have a 17-year-old and a newborn, it's like basically it's the same. They cost you the same. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like both of them costing you the same. It's just at different times. My son had hit me up with like, you know, my car broke. I need, you know, $2,000. The $2,000 kind of balances out over the sun. You know what I mean? Just, you know, between diapers, wipes, and everything else, you end up spending a lot. But man, outside of that, man, life is great, man. Life is great.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That is what's up, man. So, where you want to start at, man?
I mean, spring game tomorrow, yeah.
Are you going?
No, man, I ain't gonna make it. I want to. No, man, I ain't gonna make it. I realize as I was, and this, I guess we'll dive into it. I'm not excited to see anything. And that's what kind of led to, like, I like football as much as the next person. I'm not sure what to make of the spring game. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, well, I expect this team to be good, right? So nothing right. that I'm going to see tomorrow in the spring game, aside from like an injury or something, is really going to change my opinion on whether or not I believe this team is good, right? I think you have some position battles that I'm very intrigued about. I'll check them out. I think you have you're secure at areas that you've never been in. There's spring games I've really been like, I don't know who's going to be the quarterback, what running back's going to emerge, who's going to – but at this point, you – pretty much have a set team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Outside of a few position groups, your quarterback is set. Your running back rotation is set. Your wide receivers are pretty much set. Maybe somebody can, you know what I mean, step up and make a couple plays. Your offensive line is set. You have so many different positions where all of them are set to where I'm like, it's good football. I watch it, but I mean, you know, I ain't gonna be able to make it, man.
Yeah, I think when you have a good football team, especially when you turn a lot of people, you expect to have a good season. I think this is the type of offseason you kind of have. It's kind of boring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's supposed to be a boring offseason when you have a good football team. And I think this team is going to be really good next year. So, but I do think some of the main things I want to see is I would actually love for Mike to actually have a real spring game. The last couple of years, it's been like – one quarter, and y'all can watch a bunch of special teams, and that's like a lot of the reason why I'm really not going to the game, because I don't really want to see special teams and red zone work. You know what I'm saying?
It's a glorified practice. It's a glorified practice. I mean, I even noticed it in one of the things. I'm gonna let you finish, but I noticed that same thing in the NFL. I went to, you know, season ticket holders, the Jaguars get, you know, preview to one of the practice. It was just it was a glorified practice. I've seen the same thing for free. You know what I mean? At the stadium. So it's not really much. And again, this is a good problem. Not having a reason to go to the spring game because like your team feels like it's going to be good is one of those good problems. You know what I mean? It's one of those good problems. So no, but go ahead, man.
No, I was just saying, I don't think we'll get to see a whole lot. So, but I am interested to see like the running backs, some of the defensive backs matching up on some of these wide receivers, especially young guys, you know, Ben Jacobs. I can't wait to see Vandarius Jacobs and maybe a little Hakeem, even though from what I heard was like, Hakeem is, you know, which that was a knock on him coming out of high school, where it's going to take him time to develop. You know, he's a big wide receiver, so these big wide receivers, mm-hmm. it takes him a long time. It takes him a time to develop. You know, like Johnny Wilson was good last year for the first time. That was his third year in college. So it takes big receivers.
I remember Kelvin Benjamin.
Kevin Benjamin took 3 years. So you guys that's 6'5" like that, normally, unless they're special, Julio Jones, AJ Green, them type of guys, right, you know what I'm saying? Right. It normally takes him a little time. So I heard it's taking him a little bit of time to develop. So I don't really expect a lot of great things out of him this year, actually. But I think his upside is still high. So, you know, it'd be cool to see what he looks like now and compare notes when you get to next year and see what it looks like next year when you're really going to be depending on him. I see Todd Pope put tight ends. I am fascinated to see Jaheim Bell and Kyle Murlock. I am, because I do think they're gonna be the key in the offense this year.
I'm honestly more fascinated to see them against LSU than I am to see them in the spring. Like I believe both of them can play, but I don't believe Mike is going to give away how that's going to look, because I don't think you might even see in the spring game a two tight end set, but we know what Mike likes to do. And based on what Mike likes to do, you're going to be more than likely to see some two tight ends. You know what I mean? You got two really good tight ends, big bodies, pass catching wide receivers, and you have three really good running backs or two really good running backs and maybe a possible, you know what I mean? So now I'm saying, If I'm Mike Norvell, I'm not giving away nothing. And that's why, when I look at the spring game, it's a good boring. Like, I'm happy to see football, but honestly, it's a really good problem to have, to where I'm looking around and I don't know really what I'm expecting to see from the spring game, right? No injuries, of course, but tight end play, yeah. I think your tight ends may catch some passes, but is that what it's going to look like against LSU? And I would doubt you're going to see anything that you'll see against LSU, because, again, you got two teams who played each other, but Florida State is coming in, and LSU really, for the most part, is coming in as two different teams, one and two in transfer portal, and transfer portal players and rankings. So you got two different guys or two different teams who all will look completely different. So, no, it's not very much I can say about the tight ends, except for, yeah, I hope they play well, but does that mean they'll be any different? What would their role be? What would their impact be when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the fall?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good point Todd's making about the lack of DN depth. I know I got into a bit of a, well, they say I started something on Twitter when I said, somebody said something about this is the deepest D-line and the best D-line in the country. And I was like, well, how do we know that?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I might have forgot about that. I don't understand. What was crazy about that, right? So I'm gonna let you tell me what you thought was, I guess, asinine about the statement.
And well, I didn't think it was asinine. I just was curious, what was that based on? What is it based on?
It's based on the fact that you brought back a NFL D lineman. You've added Fisk and Dude from Miami. Should be pretty again, and you have guys who you expect to take another step on your team. You should, based on class level rankings and player potential, should have one of the deepest defensive lines in the nation.
Well, I mean, define the nation. Like, what are we talking about? You think they're top five defensive line? I'm talking about top 10.
Yes, I would say top five. Georgia, Bama, LSU, probably. They usually keep a good D line. But I mean, outside of the usual people who keep good D lines, I would say Florida State is right in there with that group. Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, against the better offensive lines last year, they got blocked pretty well against those teams. I ain't
going based off of last year.
Well, I mean,
maybe that's why I'm saying, right? I think, and maybe that's what the tweet is about. Last year, you're right. I thought they got pushed around, but that was also why they came back another year.
Yeah, but it's not like that was a young defensive line last year that got pushed around. They was older. I mean, they got in their third or fourth year in college.
And I believe they can get
they're going into their fifth year. I mean they pretty much up against their ceiling. I think Fisk would be better than Robert Cooper. I do think that. I think Fisk would be better than Robert Cooper. I didn't think Robert Cooper was good. I think Peyton is a good player. Where he at, when you talk about nationally, when you talk about where Peyton is nationally, I don't know if he's a top 25 defense in the country.
He also ain't been a starter, though. I would think he's more like what Jermaine Johnson was last year. You know what I mean? At Georgia, he made some plays, but he wasn't tops. You know, but he wasn't top. He came to Florida State to get more exposure.
Yeah, I don't see the same. I don't see the same skill set, though. You talking about Jermaine Johnson, though?
I'm not talking about skills. I'm talking about just the circumstances.
But I think Versus is really good. I think Versus what a top three round guy. Probably go in the second round, maybe early third, mid second round guy to me. You know, that don't scream out. You know, Clemson got this year going into the draft a possible 2 first round picks. Well, 1 first round pick, a high second round pick guy. You know, that was a top D line in the country last year. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we have that level of guys in this group. You know what I'm saying?
How many teams have 2 first rounders? You know what I mean? Yeah, Clemson does, Alabama does, I think Georgia has, but
Ohio State has it. Michigan normally has it. I think, you know, Pitt have years where they put guys into the draft.
Pitt put one on a flash. I can't put Pitt in for it. I'm just saying.
I mean, Pitt and NC State consistently puts top 3 round guys in the draft like every year. Like it's really not even crazy. Like I think.
But you're arguing one pick. Like I'm saying, NC State will have a.
No, I mean they put 2 guys. They put Pitt have 2 guys. They got a whole D line that's going to the NFL this year. Okay. They got like 4 guys that's going to the league this year.
This year, you're right. You're right. This year,
they do. Right. I mean, they consistently do this every 2 to 3 years. They have a nice little group that come through. You know, I see somebody said Lovett getting hurt was killing them. Yeah, I mean, but everybody plays with injury, so you know that's. I mean, every team, every time players come back, they're going to say they played with injuries last year because everybody plays with injuries. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a part of the game. So, I mean, I think they're going to be a good group. But they got to show me that they can control a football game against a quality opponent. I got to see them do that. I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying I got to see them do it.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying I got to see them do it. That's it. So, when I asked the guy, like, what are we basing it on? You know, I mean, you can name a bunch of players on a roster. Like, I always find that funny, like, the fans of a team. Like, oh, man, we got a deep wide receiver. We got the best wide receiver group. And they start naming everybody on the roster that play wide receiver. I'm like, okay, well, you name it a bunch of people. I get that. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, I do think I think the D-line is going to be a really good group. I'm more excited to see what the offensive line is going to be this year because I think they might be able to actually dictate terms and control the ball running the football this year. I'm actually probably more excited about the offensive line than I am the defensive line, if I'm being honest.
I'm more excited.
And that's one of the things – That's one of the things in general that I do want to see during the spring game. I actually want to see the young guys play. I want to see the young offensive linemen play.
Well, see, that's another reason why I'm not sure. I think you will see a lot of the young guys, right? You know what I mean? Because how much Jordan Travis do we really need to see? How much Benson do we really need to see? How much Toa Philly do we really need to see? How much Johnny do we really need to see? You know what I mean? Like, when you get to those offensive players, I'm not sure how many of those we want to see. Because again, you're talking about a difference in the season. Johnny Wilson gets hurt, Trey Benson gets hurt. You know what I mean? Like again, you don't want to play scared, but at the same time,
but I think that's what's fun because we get to see the young guys. Like I can't wait to see Brock Glenn and see what he looks like up close. Absolutely. You know, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see Brock Glenn and see. Has Duffy taken another step? Does he look better than he looked last year? That's, you know, those are things I really want to see. I'm not the guys that we know are good. Yeah, the guys that we know that are good. I mean, they're not going to surprise you anything, but it's the younger guys that's been in the program for a year, 2 years now that you kind of are anxious to see, you know?
Oh, no, 100%. I think the young guys are really what I guess this game is about. You know what I mean? This is where you become fan favorites. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, mm-hmm. I thought such and such played a great game, and next thing you know, he's now starting. Again, you see it more in quarterbacks because they flash a little bit. But we saw it in Jermaine mm-hmm. Johnson, too, when, like, we knew we had an offensive line that wasn't great. But the fact that mm-hmm. he was coming in and, like, they had to take him out. All right, man, just stop rushing. Our guys cannot block you. So we knew right. going in, all right, our offensive line is not going to be able to block elite DNs. We seen mm-hmm. it with Jermaine Johnson. And now, all right, and it translated to the season, right? And so I think you will get a chance to see some young guys and say, all right, he doing all right against some quality opponents. Are you doing all right against the quality? You know what I mean? So I do think from a young person's standpoint, it is an opportunity for some guys to make some plays. And now, all right, you know, when it gets to the regular season, you can see we saw that workout in the spring game. You know, and again, I think the biggest spot maybe is that on that defensive line. I think that's where the most shuffle is. I think Fable is, you know, is locked in versus locked in. But every place else is up for grabs.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The young defense attacker group is another group like Untavius Woody, Joshua Former, some of those guys. I am kind of Tua Fase, I think his name is Ayo Tua Fase. I think I'm very interested to see him. You know what I'm saying? So those young D tackles is something that I think is gonna be interesting to see. The wide receiver group. Like I said, I do want to see Jacobs up close and personal, man, because everybody keeps raving about him. And I am kind of excited to see him, you know.
Big wide receivers are coming back, man. You remember?
Yeah.
It was a lot of big wide receivers, right? Then they got those little quick wide receivers, and the defense always seems to have to adjust to what the offense does. So then mm-hmm. everybody started getting big cornerbacks to cover these big wide receivers.
Yeah.
And now, you know what I mean? And now it looks like those big wide receivers are coming back and becoming more and more teams looking more for those guys. So in my opinion, I am, like you said, Jacobs, but again, I just think those big wide receivers, man, they've always been big. And when you're bigger, stronger, faster than the guys you're going up against in high school, it can inflate those numbers. It can inflate how you look. It can change a whole lot when you start playing with guys who have just as much athleticism, who are also just as big as you are and got, you know, 3 or 4 years on you as well. So I'm interested in seeing how does he transition into the college game.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody can really say how well he's going to do with it.
Yeah. I saw a couple of questions here. I'm marking y'all as y'all ask these questions. I'm gonna get to them. Let me ask you this question. Somebody brought up the point that they wish they had preseason games or the schools to scrimmage other schools. What do you think about that?
I thought it was whoever suggested it. I thought it was Mike Novell who mentioned it. And
it was Dabo said it, and I know Dion said it also. I don't know. Norvell might have said it. I think Norvell might have said it too.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea because it now allows you to one cross recruit. Like in other words, let's say Florida State decides, all right, we never play Central Florida. We probably won't meet them in the bowl game or whatever, right? You go out there mm-hmm. and scrimmage against the UCF. That allows you to kind of go to Orlando. Orlando will come to you. You get to experience a quality opponent. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But also something different that don't count for nothing. I don't want to say you don't learn nothing from scrimmages, but I do think coaches sometimes miss. You know what I mean? Hey, this guy's is a really good practice player, but this other dude's a gamer. Peyton, I think, was that before he's now flourishing in practice, but you didn't hear much about Peyton. It was just, you know, all of a sudden, hey, I'm watching the games. This dude Peyton keeps, you know, it keeps flashing. So I do think you can miss it sometimes, and if you put a different opponent in front of him. Not to mention, you learn people's tendencies. If I'm going up against good on good, right, and I go up against, you know, whoever it is across from me, I'm going to start learning what he's doing. You know what I mean? I'm going to start learning some of the things. Right. So mixing it up and being able to study or have an opponent, at least for a week, just going back and forth with somebody different who may challenge you, you can really get some, I think, strengths and weaknesses. Because let's say, you know, there's a great wide receiver who plays for whoever you decide to scrimmage against, going up against one of your, you know, you can switch him out. All right, let's put him on this corner. Let's see how he handles it. And see who can rise to the occasion versus I kind of know what's going on with these guys. You know, I know what I got with this guy. I know what I got with this guy because I've seen him go up against. So in my opinion, I think it's a very, very good idea. I just not sure if logistically they can make it happen.
Well, I think we get into a place where I think we'll start getting it. Especially if the big Power Five schools actually break away from these little schools, it'd be a good way to give them money games. You know what I'm saying? If you do like a preseason money game for them, mm-hmm. I think that'd be pretty cool, you know.
So you're talking about like maybe South Florida? You're talking about like so not UCF. Like, UCF ain't going to take a money game, but like South Florida.
Nah, it'd be like a South Florida FAU, maybe like a FAMU. Like, because like something with FAMU would be pretty cool. If you did like a two-quarter 11-on-11. Mm-hmm. Or you did a situation 11-on-11, and then you did a 7-on-7, just to work on your passing game at the end. Yeah. You know, something like kind of create like a control, you know, something to control it. Well, you don't want your D line beating up on the offensive line and quarterbacks and stuff, but you know, something really controlled where you just kind of like work on your stuff.
You know,
It really
is a spring game, but it's a spring game against another opponent. I also think you could sell it. And that's why I think you might be able to. If you tell Florida State and UCF in a scrimmage, you're going to get those people from Orlando and you get the people from Tallahassee and you get the folks from all over because it's an actual game, especially if you do it right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then you can you can really market it and sell it, you know, against, like I say, big school against small school. It is their play game. It's their pay game, which now allows you to kind of maybe schedule, like you said, an LSU first game or another quality opponent first game of the season, as opposed to having to play some of these cupcakes down the line or what they call, you know, paycheck games. Get that paycheck game out of the way in the preseason.
Right.
We would have known when Middle Tennessee State blew out Miami and that Miami wasn't going to be very good. Miami ain't got it this year, y'all. Miami ain't got it this year.
Yeah.
Middle Tennessee State still scoring on them boys. You know what I mean? So I do think you can learn a lot about your team in the spring game.
Hold on, man. We got Rob O on the show. Rob O. Hey, don't forget what you said about my Jaguars. Don't forget what you said about my Jags. Because you throwing some salt in the comments on my Jags. Just saying. We here to stay. Just saying. we good. They need to do better with team building. I think me and Will were talking about this, and
y'all be so worried, man.
I'm alarmist. Worried. It's funny because we was talking on the phone. He said, you know what, Sam? You know what I realized about you? I was like, what? He like, you're not a troll. You just alarmist. Every little thing that don't go right, that shit is like, it alarms you. I'm like, yeah, because I'm used to my teams peaking, and then they go right back down into the shitter, and that shit be bothering me. So I told him, I'm always looking for the tipping point. I told him, we haven't been dominant. I haven't rooted for a team that's just been dominant up to the top, just dominating, you know what I'm saying? But I say, it's like they peak, then they just kind of crash back down. So I say, I am an alarmist. It's true. I'm an alarmist. I am. That's how I fan.
I be watching y'all go back and forth. I be like, hey, like somebody got to know what they're doing. Like, I know everybody don't. I know everybody. Everybody can't be dumb over there. They have gotten to their profession. So I'm gonna just trust what they got to do. If it don't work, see, I'm the opposite. I'm gonna give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and then I'll complain at the end of it. You'll be like, I've been here. I was here in the offseason when they pitched. They ain't had no money. See, that's you. You know what I'm saying? You
go
tell them.
Yeah, I'm already.
I knew when they made that decision that this was going to go bad. So now when it go bad, you already here. You ain't no emotion. I'm up in arms. Like, you know what I mean? It's the dichotomy of being you, man.
Because I ain't gonna lie, when I see the Jaguars draft Taven Bryant and not take Lamar Jackson, I say we fucked. So that's it. We fucked.
I said we riding with Blaine Gabbert. Oh man,
That was Blake that year. That was Blake.
That's right.
Remember?
That was Blake Borders. Lord have mercy. That was another beat. Yeah, Blake. God. Yeah. Oh, I said we gonna roll with Blake. I just saw Blake at the bar the other day. Man, Blake was just at the beach with us. He don't seem focused at all. But all right, let's roll with Blake.
Yeah, man.
MVPs. But listen, hold on. You highlighted one of us. I'm watching Miami spring game. Knows by 35. We can say that same thing for Florida too. Let's go. I mean, we can go ahead and say that same thing for Florida, man. With Florida, Miami, do not. It's gonna be a rough one. Y'all ain't winning this year.
The only saving grace for Florida is that before they fire Billy, they're gonna fire the athletic director. He's done. Like, you don't get to hire three coaches. Like, so that is his saving. Yeah, that's his saving grace. Right now, he's gonna get that one extra year because they're gonna fire the AD first. Like, that's, you don't get to hire three coaches.
AD keeping Billy? You think
no? I'm saying he's gonna get that extra year to prove he gonna get that. Cause think about it, when are they gonna fire the new AD?
I don't know, but if I'm new AD, Billy got to go day one. Like, first, hey, the terms of me accepting this job is that I get rid of Billy, who just, right. Again, you can't tell your quarterback who you've been riding with this whole time at the end of the spring game, nah, we definitely bringing another quarterback. Like, he didn't have much confidence. He wasn't very good, and now he knows you trying to recruit over top of him. Like, if you don't find nobody, which, again, all good quarterbacks are gone, so you're not going to find nobody. So he ain't going to find nobody, and now you got to roll out here with this quarterback with no confidence who just knew you was going to replace him. Billy has no clue what the fuck is going on over there.
I think he knows what's going on. I just don't think he don't have a quarterback, bro. But you know what was very troublesome to me about Billy is that the plan they have for Anthony Richardson last year is that's what's going to bite him in the ass, because you probably should have won 9 games. If you're trying to tell me you had a top 10 pick, which I don't think he's a top 10 pick, but if the NFL thinks he's a top 10 pick, and you only won 6 games with that kid, you're going to have some real problems, because you should have won 9 with him. Because then if you win 9 with him, at least when you come this year and win 6 or 5, which that's what you're looking like.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, well, you lost the top 10 pick. They hard to replace. But if you lose the top 10 pick, you can't go back-to-back 6 win seasons at Florida. It's just no way you survive.
No. He went, first of all, I agree with you. I've been very clear on what I feel about Anthony Richardson. I don't believe the kid can throw, and I don't understand how quarterbacks who can't throw keep getting drafted. At some point, we gotta look like y'all looking at that arm strength and him. He did so great, this and that. He did a backflip every time, which also stupid. You gotta stop doing that. Anthony, I don't know if somehow this makes it to you. Stop doing no goddamn backflips. Like, stop it, stop it. Like, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to tear your knee, like, doing these backflips, and it's not going to be funny no more, because they're going to be like, why are you doing these backflips? Anyway, I'm just saying, like, it's dumb. As a quarterback who's trying to get drafted, just cartwheeling and shit. But anyway.
Right.
What I'm saying is, I don't think Anthony Richardson is very good. I don't.
Yeah.
But the NFL believes he's a top 5 pick. So that means if Billy had a top 5 quarterback, and he was only able to squeak out them wins,
yeah, that's the problem.
My man.
That's a problem.
You're not very good. That's just not good. You got to get, minimum 8. At minimum 8 wins. Vandy should never be close to beating you. You know what I mean? And they actually beat you. It's problems over there.
Yeah, it's issues. It's issues in Gainesville and Stankville. But let me get to if y'all got questions, just drop them in the chat. I'm gonna start getting to these questions in a minute. The defensive backs, let's go there. How do you think the nickel position shakes out, and how do you think the safety position shakes out? It does seem like, from what I heard, there's a little concern about the safety position. They didn't like the way the safeties was playing. So how do you feel about that?
Well, again, there was a couple matchups that I was interested in seeing. That is one of them. I don't know. I'll see, because it's been inconsistent at that position, right? Like, nobody who's Greedy Vance up and down. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, and that's one of the positions I'm intrigued about. The other one is the defensive line, just to kind of see where everybody shakes out. But I honestly have no idea. I believe Greedy will take the nickel, but I can't call it. Like, yeah, it's one of the positions where I think there is a lot of talent there. It's just they all when they get game time, man, it's so much inconsistency when we've seen, you know, from what we've seen, to where I don't feel comfortable saying anybody's going to, you know, take the position over. Even if, let's say they start the season with Greedy. Is Greedy going to finish it?
Right.
What, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cool. Do, I mean, how do these guys make it throughout the season? Because again, the guys who were flashes last spring, and that's why I say I'm not concerned about, because the people who we were told were great last spring, we didn't see none last season.
Right. That normally happens.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I honestly have no idea. We'll find out as the season goes on who's playing well. But I don't think you'll find out very much from the spring game. Because again, the wide receivers who flashed and we were told were great didn't play last season. Never saw the field. People who we told were going to have an amazing seasons absolutely struggled. So I honestly have no idea. Who do you feel?
I think they might need a little bit more secondary help. They might need to go in the portal and find somebody else. Just for depth purposes. I think Greedy, they said Greedy was playing pretty good early on, so I think he's gonna be fine. You know, I think behind Greedy, you might need a little help, you know, behind him. You know what I'm saying? But I do find it interesting because you got Cypress on one end, you got Green you got to put somewhere, and you got to put AZ Thomas somewhere, and then you got Greedy. So I think those are your best four. So, you know, Maybe if Green got the quickness and the lateral movement and everything that you need, maybe he can do a little time at nickel.
Seven.
Yeah, you got Jerrion Jones too, which he kind of plays a lot better on the outside too. So it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Thomas still ain't Jalen's funny. All I'm saying is it's really a lot. It's a lot of question marks.
Who's no Thomas?
I believe he's talking about AZ.
Oh,
yeah. He was saying that they were comparing AZ.
Oh, yeah. And I was telling people to hold off for no comparison. I was like, whoa.
We both was yelling it. He's not.
Like, it's just not a lot of those. It's not a lot of those, though. They only come like every 4 or 5 years. You get that type of player. When
they hit the campus, everybody know who like that they him. Like it's immediate. It's not nobody questions it. It's him and everybody moves on and proceed. So yeah, no, AZ ain't it. It's a whole lot of, in my opinion, question marks, and I don't know where it's gonna fall. And like you said, who knows who might hit the portal. I think you'll see it at a lot of good schools. Some players looking around and saying, I ain't just getting much playing time, and I might have been a full star, whatever it is. I kind of had Florida State on my list, and they was ass back in the day, but I can see them going now, which is a lot. Again, we've seen players say that now. I had Florida State on my list. I actually liked it better at school, but the program was headed in the wrong direction. So I do think it's possible you might be able to even upgrade that position after the spring. But I'm not sure you have very much. Again, a lot of talent, a whole lot of talent. All of those guys were highly recruited. Just none of them have proven it on the field yet.
Yeah. I do think it's gonna be an upgrade with the coaching.
Coaching is a big factor. Yep.
Yeah, I think the coaching and we'll get it better with coaching. I think they'll be fine. I'm excited for the defense because I think they got a chance to actually be good this year. They won't have a lack of players. They got players now, so they got enough players to be good enough. So, I'm really hoping the defense take a whole nother step, you know, with the schedule. They play a pretty easy schedule, I think. So it shouldn't be a lot of teams lighting this defense up.
Let me ask you, do you think they have a potential to be like a great defense? And when I say great, I mean, yeah, great is relative in college football now because, I mean, great defense is getting 35 rolled on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, do you think this has potential to be top 10, top 15-ish defense?
I mean, with the teams they play on the schedule, I don't see a lot of teams that can hang a bunch of numbers on you. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think Clemson, LSU. I mean, we know Florida ain't gonna be much of anything. Miami probably not. I mean, Pitt maybe, but Pitt runs the ball a lot, so I just don't really see a lot of, you know, I don't see a lot of teams that's gonna really scare you. I don't see a lot of teams gonna scare you on the schedule, defensively. So you should be pretty well. And you're gonna play with leads, right? You're gonna play in front a lot. So you should be able to get to the quarterback. So I think it should be fine, personally.
I agree. I agree. I think, like you said, I think it sets up for the defense to actually fall into a top 10 defense, like you said, just right. Because the quarterbacks who gave us trouble, gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mertz ain't gonna kill you. Nobody who Miami's rolling out gonna kill you. Clemson. Clemson. You know what I mean? Like that's really the only quarterback who you look around. I mean, LSU, Jaden Daniels, but he's even more of a running by opinion than a throwing threat. And you've seen him last year as well, so you have an opportunity. I'm not sure that there's any quarterback who I can see or a team that I can see offensively that Florida State should not have an advantage over. And like you said, offensively, there aren't any weaknesses. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
It don't appear to be any weaknesses. You know what I mean? Like you said, I think the offensive line is improved. Wide receivers are improved. Running backs are improved. Quarterback is a Heisman Trophy candidate. Like at this point, you can't ask for any more. So if they're telling me you got a team playing by leads with one really good pass rusher and one who we believe will be a really good pass rusher defensive ends, it should make for a lot of ping your ears back and get to the football. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So that should be, I think their job going to be a lot easier this year, to be honest with you.
I do too.
Yeah, I think the job will be a lot easier. Let me get some of these questions so we can get out of here. I think we had 36 minutes, so we can get out of here about 40. How many commits do you think we get after the spring game? You know, man, the last couple of years, I always put a number on it, and we never get anybody. So this year, no, we haven't. But the last couple of years, we put a number. We were like, we get at least four or three.
We had huge recruiting groups.
So I do think they got one the other day ago from Miami, the kid from Dade. They got a wide receiver from Dade. Wide receiver slash safety from Dade. So that's one. So I'm gonna put the number at two. I think they get two more.
I'm gonna give it three. So three total.
Three altogether.
Yeah, I was gonna say three as well. I was gonna say three. I think they got one right now. I would add one more. I think they're gonna add, one almost immediately after the spring game or tomorrow morning, and then they'll get one like maybe later on in the week. Yeah, they get one like later on in the week or the week after. So yeah, in my opinion, I think they get three.
Yeah, three. Do you still think they recruit? You think they bring a top 10 class in?
I'm doubling down. I mean, if this season turns out the way we expect this season to turn out, and it turns out the way that they've been recruiting so far, it is starting to look like winning again. Now they've done a lot of off season, so I don't want to discount off the field stuff. So they've done a lot of off the field. It's been a lot of changes. It's been a lot of focus in recruiting, and they've added a new coach. But Dugans looks like he cares about recruiting again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just looks like he's engaged. He's good recruiting group last after fumbling the bag 2 years ago, or was it 3 years ago? After fumbling the bag and losing out on it, didn't get a single wide receiver commit. He appears to be getting commits. We'll see how they close. So, in my opinion, I think the thing that has hurt Florida State in the past is we got all these good recruits, and then the product on the field will start looking real bad. And then next, we start hearing shaky this and shaky that. And so, in my opinion, I think if Florida State they go out there and beat LSU, I feel like they're pretty much – so, for at least the next 4 weeks or so, they're probably going to end up in – 3 weeks and maybe before they play Clemson. They're going to end up in the top five or whatever. That's a good place to be. Even if, let's say, they lose to Clemson, you're still in top 10. I believe where they'll live at and be a part of the conversation all season should allow them to hold together a class that is looking like they're going to be in for a lot of guys who – quite frankly, they ain't been in the rooms with. And not to mention, they're getting players. We were hitting at the three stars and the no stars. You know what I mean? Like, we were getting guys who every time they committed, we was like, where did they come from? Who is this dude? You know what I mean? Right. Who is this other offense? So now getting pulling kids back out of Miami again. Well, the first sign, in my opinion, of things turning around is when the Miami kids be like, whoo, we glad Florida State good again, boy. We was trying to get out of Miami. We've been dying to get out of Miami. Thank you, Florida State, for being good, because we've been dying to get out of the 305. And so now to see, you know, so start pulling kids again from Miami, all good signs. Yeah, I do believe Florida State is going to finish with a top 10 class. I'm going to say with the asterisk of if they finish this season, you know, ranked in the top 10. I mean, championship, I'm going to guarantee it. They play in the championship, I'm guaranteed. They play in the Final Four, I'm a guarantee they're going to finish with top 10 class. But if they finish with a top 10, in the top 10 at the end of the season, they got one, maybe two losses, playing a New Year's Six Bowl, I believe Florida State finishes with the top 10 class.
I'm going to put them just outside at about 12 or 13.
You realize that's what you had them last time, right?
Yeah. I had a lot of hope last time too.
No. I'm saying like last episode, like ain't nothing made you feel like they've improved in any, and you know what I mean? They've added another recruit since then. They've gotten again everybody they wanted on campus. All the big names is on campus. From what we're not a recruiting podcast, so I'm not naming off, you know, such and such and such. I don't know. Yeah. Based on the people who do this and I listen to them, they're getting anybody they want on campus. For multiple days.
Yeah.
They haven't had a guy like Miami say, I ain't never coming back here again. Y'all ain't got to worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, right. That was another thing. I know you kind of got in some, you know, hot water about feeling like our tweets don't affect the players.
It don't.
No, man. That kid say he tired of y'all. He ain't never coming back to Miami because
of the fans. That kid wasn't never going there anyway. Now he just not going to visit. Saving them money.
Right. Exactly right. That boy he was never coming. You weren't getting them. Y'all just was like, well, good. This made it easy for me. I ain't got to never come back here.
He wasn't coming no way. I mean, come on, man. I mean, he had a chance to be coached by Brian Hartline, who's like literally has an NFL factory of first round wide receivers that go every single year. I think he's going to Ohio State, bro. That's.
If you're a wide receiver from anywhere in the world, if Ohio State is probably going to be number one.
If Hartline wants you, you're probably going to go coach. Be coached up on the Hartline, bro. Like, it's what it is. So
it's the same thing Wisconsin for linemen. You know what I mean? Like you certain schools.
Iowa for linemen.
Iowa for linemen. Yeah. I mean, just certain schools. They gonna you gotta go there. So if you're a wide receiver, you're not, again, why in the world would you go to Miami with, you know, who's the quarterback who's gonna be throwing them footballs?
Nobody knows. But you got one question. Somebody said NFL question. I'm Colts. I'm trading that fourth overall for Lamar, no questions. Yeah. I mean, y'all don't brought every bad quarterback y'all could possibly get in there. Like y'all brought Carson Wentz. Phillip Rivers. Mm. I mean, I don't, man, this whole Lamar thing don't got so weird in the NFL because a lot of these teams should definitely be trading for him.
You going to tell the truth or not?
What? What's the truth?
All right. I was just trying to see if we were going to tell the truth about what's happening with Lamar.
What's going on with Lamar?
Nothing, man. He ain't got no agent. That's why he don't got no team.
That's one of the reasons why he ain't got a team, but. I mean, that's a part of it. It's a part that's of the reason. I don't think the NFL like the fact these quarterbacks want to move markets. I don't think they like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they like the fact that a quarterback could stand up like Deshaun Watson did. They made Deshaun Watson sit out for 2 years before he played football because he said he signed a contract like, I don't want to play here no more. I don't think they like. I don't think they want the NFL quarterbacks to move to be like the NBA. I really believe deep down inside that's what it is.
Okay,
that's what I believe. That's what I believe. Now I do believe he had an agent. He could get movement. I really do believe that.
Lamar Jackson is an MVP quarterback, right?
Yeah.
All right. When MVP quarterbacks hit the market, do they have any? Do they have? Let me ask. Do they have GMs lining up to say, "Nah, I ain't taking him." Like, nah, it's a lot. Nah. It's been more teams come out to say, "Nah, I ain't taking him," than have come out to be like, "Yo, it's some bad teams." But like, it's some real bad teams with some real bad quarterbacks who ain't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beating down the door to get Lamar Jackson. And I'm saying that is real funny. Forget the agent. Forget anything. Forget all the whatever happens in the NFL. I'm saying there is a NFL MVP quarterback on the market. Or who has requested that he ready to go. I don't like my team no more. And what's crazy is his current team don't want him.
Well, they're going to take him. He's going to be – I think he's going to be a Raven at the end of the day.
But
he'll be a Raven.
No, he will be a Raven, but not because the Ravens have been like, yeah, we're going to get him. I'm saying it should not have taken this for an NFL MVP quarterback to have gotten his money, to have had a contract, and in my opinion, it looks a way. It feels funny. And it's real uncomfortable. I know I agree with you when it comes to, yes, he don't have an agent, and that does present some problem. Yes, when he has to put out his own tweets to explain what's going on, yeah, that's a problem. He needs to hire some sort of representation to help him out. Yeah, he's been injured or whatever because of his style of football. But he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm saying there's 32 teams in the NFL. If he's a top 10 quarterback and he hits the streets, I would expect the other 32 teams to line up. That's just my opinion. Like, if you don't have the top one and two, three pick, you ain't getting Anthony Richardson or one of the other guys.
Right.
I'm not sure what are you doing? Like, what's the hesitation? For the Atlanta Falcons owner to come out and, you know what I mean, and say, nah, I don't want him. Why? who you getting? Did I miss it?
Right.
Who you got? You know what I mean? If I'm the Colts, easy. What am I gonna get? What am I getting? I'm not betting the number four pick. Oh, I know what this dude can do. I've seen it. So in my opinion, I just think it looks funny and it feels a way, because there's zero reason for Lamar Jackson to. Literally have to go back to a place where they basically said, I mean, you can take it or leave it. We don't care. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. For an NFL, for an NFL MVP, top 10 quarterback in the league, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to believe. Now, again, the Colts take them, then I, you know, good. Thank you. I recreate everything. Maybe that's what we're waiting on. But if he go through this draft and ain't nobody have offered him, you know what I mean, and he end up back with the Ravens, which I agree with you. I think that's where he ends up.
Right.
It's, in my opinion, it's unprecedented.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think he ends up there. But anyway, man, that was a great show. I appreciate all you guys coming through. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit some like buttons on our pod. We appreciate you guys. You got anything else, Brandon?
No, man. We'll be on after the spring game, talk about what we saw. What we liked and what we didn't like, and I don't think it'll be much because, again, like I said, I'm not taking very much out of it. But we'll see who flashes, some storylines. There's always something from the spring game. But no, man. I'm with you, man. We'll see.
All right, we out.
We out.